Zok de helge mishna vayta mesach des maisres perik hey mishna hey. Halakeyach stay yorak if a person buys a vegetable field from an avid kechum from someone who is not a yid. Bisuria in Suria. It depends. Imachalei bala in es hamaisres. If the yid bought it before the payers were at the point where you would have to take off maisres from it. In other words, when the chi of maisres clicked into place, it already belonged to the yid. Chayiv, then it's chayiv the maisres. But umishabali einas a maisres, if when this yid bought the field from the Ovid Kechavim in Syria, the payers had already reached the point of einas a maisres, meaning to say, the time that the chi of maisres would click into place, at that point it still belonged to the Ovid Kechavim. So the din is potter, he's potter to take off maisres. And he can let it grow. It doesn't make a difference. When the time comes, cut it. There's no chi of maisres. Even though part of it grew when it was already in the reshus of the yid, it doesn't make a difference. As long as the clicking in point, when the chi of maisres started, it then belonged to the Yevet Kechavim, there will not be a chi of maisres, even for what grows afterwards, after the yid bought it. But, according to the Tanakhama, you have to harvest it yourself. You can't hire workers to do it. I'm scared if you hire workers, says the Batanura, you're going to wind up doing it even in a field that you got before Einas Meisters. I'm scared you're going to do it even for a field that the Yid bought before the Chi of Meisters clicked into place. What does one thing have to do with the other? What does that have to do with hiring workers or not? So the Mefarshim explained like this. If I stem hire workers, let's say I went and I purchased a field after the time of Maestros. I know it's Patra and Maestros. And I'm going to go now and hire workers to cut it. People will say, oh, I see, when you buy a field from an Avid Kechavim, it's okay, you don't have to give Maestros. They're not going to chap that it's only because the Yid bought it after the Einas of Maestros. But what you're going to see, look, no workers, he's doing it himself. You know why? Because it's Dafka, the reason that there's no Chi of Maestros is because he purchased it after the time that the vegetables came to the Einas HaMaisus, after the Chi of Maisus clicked into place. That's one of the explanations over here. So again, what do I have here? I am buying a vegetable field from an Ovid Kechavim in Syria. In Syria, what grows in a field of an Ovid Kechavim is not Mechuyev HaMaisus. What about in Eretz Yisrael? Yeah, there's a Machlokes. But even according to the Man D'Omer, that in Eretz Yisrael, what grows in the field of an Ovid Kechavim is Mechuyev HaMaisus, not in Syria. Syria only a Yid. We'll soon explain why, Be'ez Hashem. So if a Yid buys a vegetable field from an Ovid Kechavim, it depends when you buy it. If you buy it before the Chi of Maisres clicked into place, that means when it became a Chi of Maisres, it was already in the Rishus of the Yid. The Yid has to separate Maisres. If you bought it before the time that the Chi of Maisres clicked into place, if at that time it belonged to the Ovid Kechavim, you don't have to. But the Tanakhama says you have to collect it yourself. You're going to have to cut it yourself. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Yisker Payalim V'Yolkait. No, the buyer, he can hire workers to cut it. It's not a problem. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Bamed var mamurim. When do we say that if you buy it before it gets to the Einas HaMaisres, you have to take Maisr from it, then it is Mechuyev in Maisres. Bizman shekana karka, it's only if you purchase the land together with the vegetables. Avol bizman sheloi kana karka, if let's say you only buy the vegetables, you go over to the Yavid Kechavim and you say, I'd like to just purchase the vegetables. They're still connected to the ground, but I'm not buying the ground. Then the din is, even if you purchased it Acheloiba before the vegetable came, Leonis and Maestris. In other words, when the time that the Chi of Maestris clicks into place, the vegetables already belong to the Yid, I still say Pater, he's Pater and Maestris. Because he has no chelik in the karka itself. The karka still belongs to the Yavik Echavim. Let's go back to the Tanakhama for a moment. The Tanakhama said that a Yid that purchases a field from an Ovid Kechavim in Syria, after it comes to the time of Maisris, even the chelik that's going to grow in the Yid's Rishus afterwards still stays Potter and Maisr. On that we have Rebbe Oimer. Rebbe says, Af Lefi Cheshbon. I agree with you, Tanakhama, that if he purchases the payros after the time of Einas Maisris, he doesn't have to give Maisris on the existing payros. But on what's going to continue to grow afterwards, once it's in the Yid's Rishus, says Rebbe, on that you have to take off Maisris, and you're going to take off Maisris, Lefi Cheshbon. You'll have to figure out what grew in the Rishus of the Yavid Kechavma grew in the Yizrishos. And according to that percentage, you'll take 10% from what grew after the Yid had it, and that's what you have to give away for Meiser, Zayhalt, Rebbe. Let's say a third grew in the hands of the Yavid Kechavim, and two-thirds grew in the hand of the Yids, you have to take off two-thirds of the normal amount of Meiser. So chazing over our Mishnah. Someone buys a field of vegetables in Syria from a non-Yid. Depends when. If the Yid bought the field before the vegetables reached the stage that the Chi of Meisers clicked in, it's Mechuyev Meisers. If he only bought it afterwards, it's Potter. But according to the Tanakama, you have to collect it yourself. Can hire workers. Rabbi Yehuda says you can hire workers as long as the Chi of Meisers clicked in. While it was still in the hands of the Yavid Kechavim, you can cut it yourself, you can hire workers. Shem ben Gamliel says, and the Batnura tells us the halachas of Shem ben Gamliel, when do we say that if the Oinus HaMaisris came in the hands of the Yid, he's a Mechuyiv in Maisris, that's if you purchased the karka and the vegetables. But if you only bought the vegetables, and you never purchased the actual real estate, the actual earth, you didn't buy the land, then even if the vegetables reached Oinus HaMaisris in the hands of the Yid, it's still Potter on Maisris. And then we had Rebbe, who refers back to what the Tanakama said. Tanakama said if you buy the karka and the vegetables after the time that the Chi of Maisris was already clicked into place, don't worry. You have to take off Maisris, not on what grew till now, not on what's going to grow. Whereas Rebbe says, no, no, no. What's going to grow from this point and on, you have to figure it out. And percentage-wise, you have to take off Maisris from that. Let's get back to Syria for a moment. Where is Syria, and what does this mean? Is it part of Eretz Yisrael? Is it not part of Eretz Yisrael? Today, Syria on a map is on the northeast, like the top right of Eretz Yisrael, more or less. It's more or less the same Syria that the Mishnah is talking about. David HaMelech invaded Syria. Normally, if a king invades a land and makes it part of Eretz Yisrael, it has all the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. But it depends how he invaded it. With David HaMelech's invasion of Syria, it's referred to as kibush yachid. It's not considered a kibush on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. There are different reasons why. Some say because he didn't take all of Eretz Yisrael yet, so why did you take over Syria now? Either way, Chazal said that in regard to certain things, Syria should have a din of Eretz Yisrael, and certain things not. So even though if an Eved Kechavim has a field in Eretz Yisrael, there's a machlokes. It's mechuyev in regular trumasi maisres, but in Syria, the Rabbanan said, no. What grows in the hands of Yisrael is mechuyev, what grows in the hands of an Eved Kechavim is not.